My name's Graham Walker, and I've got something very special for you today. Chart-topping and globally renowned classical crossover vocal quartet, Il Divo, are celebrating their landmark 20th birthday with a new album, Double X, and are now getting ready to party with fans with a UK tour this October 2024. Tickets are on sale from April the 19th, and there'll be full details and links in this post. They've been sweeping us away with powerful voices for an incredible two decades. That's since Il Divo was formed by Simon Cowell as a new generation three tenor style quartet, delivering covers of opera and pop classics. They've gone on to sell 30 million albums worldwide, scored 50 number one hits, and earned 160 gold and platinum records across 35 countries. Debut album, Il Divo, that knocked Robbie Williams off the number one spot in the UK charts. But with the ups, there have been the downs, including the heartbreaking tragic passing of founding member Carlos Marin in 2020. But Il Divo go on, upholding the spirit of their signature sound with a lineup of tenors, Sebastian Isambard from France, David Miller from America, new member baritone Stephen Labrie, also from America, and my special guest today, tenor Urs Buller from Switzerland. So, Urs, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Graham. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, when I read back that list of what you've achieved, it's quite incredible, isn't it?
It sounds impressive, yeah. It's great to hear it, actually. It's been incredible 20 years, absolutely.
But it's been 20 years since Il Divo emerged. Where's the time gone? Does it feel like two decades?
You know what? It's a very peculiar thing with, I guess, the line of work we're in, if you want to call it like that. It's always, it feels like it was yesterday and it feels like it's been forever at the same time. And it's always like that. It's always like that when you go out on tour, for example. It's just, you're so in your own bubble all the time because you're not home. You don't see your friends. You don't get up at the same hour every day and have your coffee and then go to the office or even to the groceries or whatever. It's just every day is different. So you go away from home for 3 months and then you come back home. And home is kind of the only constant factor. So that feels like you've never left. But where have the last 3 months gone? I don't know. It's always been like that. And it's like that if you look over the whole 20 years, actually, kind of feels like that.
Is that something that you get used to? And I mean, is it a lifestyle you enjoy?
Yes, I definitely do. I definitely do. It's very exciting. You know, we've seen the world's... and the great thing I always say when you do it for so long as we do, you know, you do one world tour and then you do another world tour a couple of years later. So, you know, I travel to Edinburgh for a show and I know where I'm going to have my full English breakfast, you know, because I've been there so many times and stuff like that. It's great, you know, a familiarity through all the big cities in the world comes with it after time. And that's a beautiful thing.
Well, you've played multiple continents, as you say, and you've done everywhere and everything from the Summer Olympics, the FIFA World Cup, the Diamond Jubilee at Windsor. But amongst it all, what's been your favourite moment, if you had an ultimate highlight?
Well, if you just mentioned the Diamond Jubilee, that was one of the absolute high points, of because it was just... I mean, Queen Elizabeth is just a unique personality in all my lifespan. You know, there's never been anyone like it. There will never be anyone like her again. And just to be able to be part of that celebration, I think that was one of the great honors I've ever come across in my life. That was absolutely wonderful.
And of course, back here in England for that, in the UK, I mean, UK must have a very special place in your hearts anyway.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if we consider us a band from anywhere, then we always say we're a UK band, even though there's never been an Englishman in the band. But we obviously started in London, you know, as you said in the introduction, Simon brought us together. Then we recorded the first album, which was a very long process, like almost 6 months it took us to kind of establish our sound. But we did that all in the UK, and then we started and we debuted on Parkinson. you know, in September 2004. And then I remember the Philip Schofield when he presented us our 5x platinum award for our first album, you know, just like a couple of weeks after it came out. And these are just, yeah, that's where we come from. That is still, you know, that's where we were born. That's how we feel about it.
Do you know what? You've come full circle. Michael Parkinson was a lifelong friend of mine and born in the same village in Barnsley in South Yorkshire, which is where I'm from.
Oh, brilliant.
So you've come a little bit full circle there in 20 years.
Great.
And like I say, it's lovely to be speaking to you about it today. An interesting question might be just to say that if you could turn the clock back 20 years, what advice would you give to yourself back in 2004?
You know what? That depends. Would I know what I know now?
Yeah, knowing what you know now.
Yeah, if so, then I would just say, you know what, Urs, relax and enjoy the ride, because you're in for a treat and it's gonna endure. Because I think that was one of my biggest worries all through my 20 years career, that we're in the pop business and you never know if the next record or the next tour is gonna be the last, because you've just gone out of flavor. You know, you're just out of fashion. And you know, a 20-year career in the pop business is a very rare thing.
Oh, it is amazing.
I think,
yeah, but likewise, you know, I mean, you talk about whether you'll be in flavour. I mean, we've seen that times many. Every album you brought out, every tour you've done, that's incredible success. You must feel very confident now about the future.
I do. And especially I'm incredibly excited and very happy with our latest album, you know, with the 20th anniversary album, Double X as we call it. And because I think it is one of the greatest things we have recorded.
Well,
and that after 20 years.
I'm going to ask you about the album in a minute, but before I do that, first of all, the exciting news, obviously, is that you're backing that with a big UK party, if you will. You're going on tour. And you're going to be playing London, Cardiff, Bournemouth, Southend, Nottingham, Bristol, Brighton, Birmingham, Liverpool, Manchester. And I will have all full details and tickets in this post. But it promises, as usual, to be an unforgettable evening of your stunning vocals, breathtaking music, and the undeniable magic of Old Devo. But what can fans expect?
Well, we're creating a completely new show, obviously, to celebrate the 20 years. And we have in the past, especially over the last few years, gone into a performance style which was a bit more traditional. You know, it was a bit more like a concert, like with orchestra in the back and us in front, basically in a line singing, a little bit of movement. But we want to break that up. We want to make that a bit more exciting. We want to make the whole thing a bit more visually appealing. So we're really constructing a whole new show with a lot of music from the new album and all of the great classics. Obviously, you know, you can't miss that. You know, we always have to have a Regresa a Mi and Unbreak My Heart, a My Way, and these tunes in there. But we present a lot of the new music as well. And we just want to have a stage presence that is a bit more flowing, not as static. You know, a bit more organic, a bit more, I would like to even call it interpretive, you know, because obviously all the songs we sing, we always say it's about passion, it's about love, it's about, it's very emotional, and we want to lay that in there with our music, but we want to try now to kind of express that in the whole movement and the flow on the stage as well. So
are we talking about dance moves there as well? Are we going to start seeing some Take That style dance moves?
No, absolutely not. You know, Il Divo is not a dance band, has never been and will never be. I don't think that's the point. But we will introduce modern elements, you know, in the stage set, you know, like screens, probably even laser, stuff like that. We have a great, great visual and lighting director on board with us. And we just know, I'm not talking about dancing at all, obviously, but just like that, the movements and everything just will focus on the moment
a visual
that we're actually expressing.
Yeah, a visual spectacle, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I guess no show goes on without your thoughts of your former bandmate, Carlos, but will there be any special tribute to him to mark this landmark tour?
You know what? We spent the whole 2022 doing a show in honour of Carlos Marin and his life and work. And we think this is now, it's now, by the time we hit the UK again, it's almost 3 years that he passed.
Wow.
And, you know, we want to look into the future. We do not want to cling on to these heavy feelings. We will not, therefore, like, dedicate a special moment to grief again in this show. This show's got to be uplifting and positive. And on the other hand, Carlos Marin has been sitting here next to me for 18 years, almost every day of my life. So when people say stuff like that, please don't forget him, that always makes me laugh. You know, because it's like I forget my right arm.
Yeah, sure.
He's been a part of my life and he will always be a part of my life. He will always be a part of my music. That is undisputable, undeniable. He will always be there with us.
But going forward, obviously, let's talk about the new 10th full-length album, which is fantastic. And it's your first independent album on El Divo Music 30 Tigers, so you must be very proud of that. You know, I guess the other thing to remember is that it's your first album, isn't it, with Stephen? I just wondered, how's he fitted in and what does he bring to El Divo?
Well, I think we were incredibly lucky with him finding him because David contacted him. He knew him from before. They've been singing opera in the past together. And when Carlos got sick, the doctor said the gentleman will recover, but it'll be probably 6 months until he can even walk again, you know, a year, 18 months until he can sing again up on a stage. So David contacted Stephen to just basically fill in for the time being. And then the unthinkable happened that Carlos actually passed away. And we had the whole 2022 tour planned and contracted and everything. So just Stephen came on board to fill in the voice of Carlos. And it worked really well. Stephen is a very good singer. He's a very good guy. You know, he's got a very good work ethic. And he takes his job very serious. And that just worked. And he's a pleasant person to have around, you know. He's always positive. He's always got a smile on his face. And especially during that 22 memorial tour, that was an incredible support for the three of us, you know, because we literally spent, especially the first shows of that tour, just in tears. And having Stephen there, who never even knew Carlos personally, but knew everything about him, obviously, just being there as a shoulder to cry on almost with us, you know, and pulling us through, that was wonderful. And he fits in so well that then we recorded that album with him. And we decided last summer we'd make him just the new fourth member of El Divo because it works really well. And he agreed to that. He was very happy with that. And it is one of the reasons as well that we play most of the new album because I said, you know, this tour is celebrating the 20 years in the past, but it's also looking into the future and kind of celebrating that we're here and that we're here with none less of enthusiasm and passion and love for our music. And that's why we play the music of El Divo, which is nowadays me, Sebastian, David, and Stephen.
Brilliant.
You know, and that's what we want El Divo to be.
Brilliant. The new album, it's got, like we say, it's got all your signature sound and it's you're singing in English, Spanish, Italian. We've got the spin on the Niles Barclay's Crazy. You've got Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing, Elvis Presley, Always On My Mind, Ed Sheeran, Perfect, and more. But you're just as he is singing all the opera classics. Now, do you feel El Divo's introduced new generations of pop fans to the world of opera? And is that something that you're proud of?
I hope so. You know, we still... I consider El Divo as a pop band. you know, because we don't really sing grand opera arias. We don't do that. We never fancied doing that either, you know, especially David and me, who are, when it comes to opera, quite purists, you know. I don't see the point of slamming harmonies onto a Nessun Dorma. Sure. I don't think it adds anything. But I definitely think that we made loads of people curious about the voice quality of the opera tenor, which is, I think, you know, a lot of people have got a bit of a, they're a bit of afraid of opera. They think it's something very serious, very cerebral, you know, very elite. And yeah, no, it's not. Music is whatever music it is. Everybody should just be able to listen to it and enjoy it. Or not, you know, it's not my thing. Okay, then don't listen to it. Listen to something else. But you should not have to be educated to enjoy music. You should just be able to listen to it. Then you can dive deeper into it if you really get brilliant. Curious. I hope we got people curious about it.
Brilliant, brilliant. And just finally, as I just say, you know, obviously you've had a lot of support over 20 years. Have you got a final message to the fans out there who supported you for all this time? What would you like to say to them?
Well, I would just like to say, everybody in the UK, thank you so much for being with us for 20 years, because it is undeniably where it all started with us. And the UK audience is the first audience in the whole world that embraced what we did and welcomed our music and the four of us, and that made it all possible. You know, the UK was the jumping board into a worldwide career for us. And thank you so much, everybody, for still being with us after 20 years. We are very fond of the UK. We were very much looking forward to coming back and singing and playing for all of our UK fans. We can't wait for that, and I hope they will feel the same as we do, that after 20 years, we have lost nothing of our passion and our heart and soul for the music. And we'd love to share that with our UK fans.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. As it's been an absolute pleasure. I could speak to you all day, but I know you've got a million other interviews that you're doing as well. So, listen, thank you for your time. Can't wait to see you on this tour. And here's to the next 20 years.
Thank you very much, Graham. I toast to that. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Willie.